Hello.
Well, hey, is it Tara?
Yes, yes, who is this?
Hey, Tara, this is Joe Wilson. I'm calling in because we do have a website in place for you. Apologize for calling you on a weekend. My apologies for that.
All right.
All right, okay. Well, I suppose that the website has been completed up to now. Whatever the requirements, you told us to go ahead and do it. We have already made it. All right, so did you have a chance to review the website?
No, I didn't know it was completed.
Okay, well, it was completed. All of the changes that you wanted for the mobile version or everything about it has been made. All right, whatever you have requested has been done. So we need to know if there are any kind of changes still left on the website, or we should go ahead and get it live and deploy it over the internet for you.
Okay, hang on 1 second, because again, I wasn't on my computer and I don't have anything open, so.
Yes, I apologize for that. My sincerest apologies to disturb you on a weekend.
All
That was the link. Do you have the link, or do you want me to send it again over to you?
Yeah, because I just need to know who's sending it.
Okay, let me just go ahead and send it over, all right? On the same email address. That is TaraE@techdistributing.com.
Yep.
Okay. So can you let me know a little bit about this business? Like, what is this business about? Are you a distributor of wine and beers?
I am. I don't know who I spoke to the first day that told me. I mean, who I actually decided to go with, but they did not relay any of this to you?
Yeah, they did. They did. I just want to have a little bit of idea. So if there is any kind of changes or anything like that, so we can go ahead and do it right there and then for you.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, okay, so I'm sending it over to you. Just give me a quick minute.
Okay.
All right, okay.
Really? Oh, please, okay, I'm on the phone. Why are you doing that? Who is it coming from? So I could try to look at it that way.
That will be Joe Wilson.
Okay, hold on.
All right. I'm sending you the link. that is there. There you go. I'll send it over to you.
Okay.
Let me know if you receive it, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. This is the demo. I'm looking at it. Hold on. Hold on.
Yeah, this is a demo that we have, the demo link.
Oh, my gosh, yes. This is great.
Did you like it?
Yeah. That's awesome.
Well, there you go. I made your Saturday more better.
All right, so let's see here. All right, now, so let me just so you know, I don't know if you saw anything in comparison, but there is a current website up right now. And it's called techdistributing.com, which is what I want this to be called. And so, pull from that? Like, I'm looking at the comparison of, like...
Can you let me know about that website again? What was that?
Oh, it's called Tech, T-E-C, Distributing, techdistributing.com. So, T-E-C, distributing.com.
Techdistributing.com. All right, just give me a minute. Right.
Oh,
I got it.
Pulled some of the about us from there. I see that. This is awesome. Okay, so let me ask you, these images that you pulled, because I sent some of these to I forgot who I was talking to now. But some of the that I sent, I see you use, these are not going to be, we can't get sued for these images, right? Some of these wine bottles and stuff like that, right?
Yes, of course, but because if they're not yours, of course, anyone can go ahead and do that because if it's not your property, then of course.
That's what I thought, but I'm just seeing these. Okay, because somebody had told me to go to this website. I forgot the name of it, where I pulled some of these images. And so I sent them. There's like the wine bottle you see here on the home page with the grapes.
Mm-hmm.
We can't use that, you're saying?
Well, you can. You can because that from where you got it, it's a free platform, so you can. That is the reason people put the pictures over there so people can use it.
Oh, okay. So that. Okay. So that. No. Yes. I'm just double checking because we got
sued.
Yeah, this guy passed away unfortunately, but he was one of our managers.
Oh.
He initially made the website years ago. Like I'm talking like
more
than 10 years ago. And so this is before all these piracy kind of laws came into place. And he was doing it like a PowerPoint. And then he took what he did and just threw a website just so we could have it. And that's what you see the old website techdistributing.com.
Yes.
But Huh?
Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah, and so, but we've had to pull those images, so you can't even see those anymore. They're gone, but because we got sued. So that's why I double check, and then my managers wanted me to double triple check. So that's why I'm double triple checking with you as far as that goes. So then, yeah, okay. And so
well,
then,
you don't
okay,
have to
so
worry
then,
about it because what we usually do is we send out the website over to Google Audit. All right, so like Google verifies it by themselves. All right, so they.
Oh, awesome.
It's not any kind of plagiarism on the content or anything about it because we do not want any kind of strike on our end or
no.
We do not want anything that is coming up on us or you as well. Just to go ahead and make sure that you're doing a good business and all of the legal procedures are being followed. So that is the reason.
Perfect. Okay, so then, now so I'm on the product page and it says beer and it says wine. I had explained this to somebody else, but I don't know if they. I guess I don't know. If you go to Tech Distributing, so our old page, right? And you look and you see. Let me see if I can go to company. Okay, so you go to company and then you go drop down to suppliers. Those are the list of the suppliers. So I just to give you a little bit of background, and I did explain this to the first person. I talked to I think two other people there, but we are MillerCoors distributors. That is like our bread and butter, so to speak. So that's our big company. And so with MillerCoors, there is a huge umbrella of products from Blue Moon to, we do sell Heineken as well. But like Blue Moon, like some brands that you don't even know that we sell. Like so Blue Moon down in Texas, we do Blood and Honey. Revolver Brewing, which is and then we've got Leinenkugel. We of course have our Miller line. We've got Keystone Light. you know, anywhere from all of the Coors products that you can think of to the Miller products that you can think of on their line. We do seltzers now. We do all kinds of stuff. So anyway, so when you're looking up at the list, if you go under suppliers, it says Magic Valley Distributing, which is Twin Falls, and then there's Idaho Falls. So you don't really have to do Magic Valley Distributing anymore. They've been consolidated into Tech. So you didn't really do that anyway, so that's fine. But I just want to let you know if you're looking at that. But if you look at the beer suppliers, there's like, you know, a bunch of them, right? And it says Miller Coors, and it says Corona, Modelo, Heineken, Alaska Brewing. Those are the names of the breweries, the big breweries. Under them, there is a long list of beers under each one, each like Modelo, Corona. That's under Constellation Brands. They have a huge, you know, umbrella of products, as well as Heineken. Like, they've got Tiger Beer out in Asia, and they've got, you know, Red Stripe in Jamaica. They own everything. So we just kind of, like, limited it with just listing it like this, because if you get into, like, all the brands that each of them have, it's a long
list.
It's
going to be a big list.
Exactly. So if you look at this right now, you'll see Miller Coors at the top. That is our most commercial, like, wide marketed, like, across the board people in the United States. That's
the biggest distributor of yours.
Exactly. So that's why they're at the top of this list. And so then if you'll see, if you could just make this list that you see here, you know, kind of like this structure, you'll see in the Golden Eagle. So Magic Valley is where we're based out of, but Golden Eagle is a huge, it's even bigger warehouse. So if you go down and you scroll down, you'll see just how many beers we have and just how many wines. And each one of these, like St. Michelle wines, okay, they've got several wines. Gallo's got a ginormous amount. Constellation, a ginormous amount of wines. You know, Robert Mondavi's got 3 or 4 different wines within the umbrella. So can you hold on? You can come in for a second. But hold on a second. I'm sorry, my sister just stopped by. But as see, there's like a whole, there's a whole list of, one second, Kelly, and I'll show you. There's a whole list of, that's really pretty. There's a whole, my sister just stopped by because she needs to use my steamer, sorry.
I understand. It's a Saturday.
As you can see, exactly. So as you can see, there's a long list of beers and wines that we distribute. And so I think we need to differentiate the difference between the East and West. Now, Idaho Falls is Tech East. And then Magic Valley, that's Tech West. And you could put Twin Falls in parentheses, but just so people know where those things are located. But if we could just do that on that page where it says product, in the drop down of beer. Yeah, if you could drop down. I like the pictures. Those are fine to use. And I think I had sent some more as well. But as long as you do it, you know, a list of, like, what Tech East has and Tech West has, and then that's – but this is – Kelly, come here. Come look at this. This is beautiful. You did a really outstanding job, though.
Well, we always try a little best to go ahead and make sure that our clients are happy with all of the things that we're doing, because it's a lot of hard work, you know, the coding and everything.
This website. On the first page, too, when you have Tech Distributing, if you could make that like a beer thing, because that's our bread and butter. As opposed to, I mean, people love wine, but beer is where it's at for us. So if you could just make that.
Can you let me know where was it?
Oh, on the home page, it says Tech Distributing of Idaho. And there's, you like them? Okay, so maybe you could. Or you can minimize the beer and wine or something and put, the wine picture and put more of a beer if you want. Or you could just put, you know, a picture of generic beer of some sort. And it doesn't have to be Miller Coors, because we have so many suppliers and we don't want one of them saying, oh, you're giving too much attention to the other. But, you know, I mean, it is a beer business. Okay, cool.
Uh-huh.
So then the other thing is pricing. When we get to pricing, that is kind of like what you'll probably gauge from the other pricing page. And if you go to the, but see, if when you go to my our original or the one that's currently running, you'll see that it says username and password. It's only for our customers. So our customers have to have a private username and password that they'll log in.
Yeah, they can just go ahead and log in.
So they'll do that, because we don't share our prices with the public, because we're the middleman, and we sell our products to the stores, and they up their prices. We're wholesale. You know what I'm saying? So
I got it.
That's why that page is going to be private.
There's
no one
getting in competition with you guys.
No one from Miller Coors. No, we're it for this market. That's us. Yeah, and so there's no one. I mean, there's other competitors in the, like Anheuser-Busch and things like that, and other microbrews. But for us, we are the Miller Coors for this area. So we want to make sure that our pictures, yeah, we want to make sure that our prices are private because everybody has to go through us to buy our beer and wine. And so mm-hmm. we give them at a wholesale price. We don't want the public knowing what the wholesale price is because they got to go to the store to buy it, and it's going to be marked up a little bit. So
yeah,
that's why we make that page private. Yeah.
Got it. That's not a problem. We can just go ahead and do that as well. That is not an issue at all. What we can do is, and there's anything else that you want to go ahead and change on the website?
No, you know, honestly, other than that, the only thing that I would like to consult you with on Monday or Tuesday, Tuesday's probably better because everybody's going to get back into the swing of things on Monday, is that I would like for our sales managers to look at this and make sure that there is nothing else that needs to be done because I'm a manager from a different department. My dad owns the company. So I just want to make sure that the website has everything, all the tools that everybody there needs. So
of
I just
course,
need to have a conversation.
Well, that is not a problem. That is not a problem because what we usually do is we provide our clients a, you know, maintenance plan as well. Like they can just go ahead and just ask us to go ahead and make the changes so we can go ahead and do it because this website is being made fully customized. All right? Everything is being customized and it's being coded. All right? So I do not want you or anyone else in your family to go through any kind of coding or hire another team or any other company. Let's say we want to go ahead and make the changes and stuff like that to the website.
Thanks.
And they don't understand how we created this website. So it's going to be a mess. All right? And then you'll you have to go ahead and create the website all over again.
Yeah, no, I think it's awesome because I did have somebody do one for me before, and I think you might have seen the mock-ups. But I can't get a hold of him. He's in Sri Lanka. He's a friend of mine. I've known him for a while, but I can't get a hold of him. And he did it, and he's kind of done with it. And he's not in the country, so I don't really know. Like, I only have his WhatsApp. But anyway, the point is that I was never able to figure out how to maintain it because of that. And so, yeah, we'd like to keep working with you.
Absolutely.
So if you don't mind, can you give me a call on Tuesday?
Of course, I can give you a call, but I just wanted to let you know that we are in need of a hosting server now, all right, because of the website's size, all right, that we need to go ahead and make sure that everything is on point. And because the website is now being made on our hosting server at the moment, all right? So we will be needing your own hosting server, a dedicated one that will be working for your website only, all right? Not a shared one, all right? Because we are creating a website.
So because I'm back and forth between Idaho and Texas, and I'm not in Idaho right now, this is a conversation we need to have with our administrative manager, our office manager. So she would be able to be the one to speak to. And, again, I can even try to push it for Monday afternoon, just as long as it's not. That's for you.
Well, if you can do it for Monday, I would appreciate it. So we can just go ahead, you know, because the website has been made for like 75 to 80% of the website has been completed. We just need a little tweaks, and everything is good to go. So we need to go ahead and make sure.
Okay,
that
awesome. Yeah, so I'll make a note to myself to talk to her. Her name is Gwinnell. I'll make a note to talk to her. And our other manager, you got to press this button in right here. Here, actually. And wait till it stops blinking. Okay. I didn't mean to do that. Wait till it stops blinking. Okay. You just do that. Hold it. Squeeze it like a gun. anyway, sorry. She's using my steamer. She's never used it before.
Oh, well, that's okay.
Yeah, she's got like a gal or something to go to tonight, so she's just trying to steam her dress out. But anyway, let's talk Monday. Send me, if you, would you say?
I said my good luck to her.
Oh, yeah, right? I know. So, yeah, if you want, you can even shoot me a text message on Monday just as a reminder. But I'll remember. But just do it, you know, just in case, and then we'll circle back around. Okay.
Sure. All right. And again, I apologize for disturbing you on a Saturday. All right. So let's just go ahead and talk on Monday or Tuesday, and we will go from there. Sounds good?
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you.
No worries about it. All right. Well, you have a really wonderful weekend ahead.
Okay. You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Right.